What up, what up, what up, y'all? Thank you for joining me on this segment of Conversational Sins, Season 1, Episode 1. This topic is about toxic relationships. I hope y'all enjoy. Y'all can find a visual when I'm done editing it on my YouTubes under the same name, I Am Lucky Sins. Matter of fact, you follow me on all social media platforms under the same name, I Am Lucky Sins. That's I Am Lucky Sins, all one word. Google me, baby.
I'm talking about this nigga. The price of all or whatever. Why you jump on live, bro? You jumped on live or whatever and shit with a black eye from your bitch? Wow. Cause me, I know or whatever and shit. Like, and my mama know. Like, I got boxing gloves. Me and my guy, we get busy in the backyard. You know what I'm saying? See, like, straight up. Shit, and any woman or whatever and shit, and everybody know this. Any woman or whatever and shit that say they want a box or whatever, or they got some beef or whatever, all that shit, come to the backyard or whatever and shit. We put about 10K up and put it on YouTube. Shit, we ain't gonna let nobody stomp you or kick you while you down, but you put on boxing gloves or whatever and shit. Shit, and get that, you will respect each other better.
I don't know, shit. I feel like this. You right. Shit, he need to concentrate on his career, and she can go, you know, well, shit.
She dead in the water, bro.
I swear.
Straight up. And on top of that or whatever and shit, come to find out, the two cribs that you got, my nigga, whack 100 on them. Straight up, and you've been doing like a lot of business.
Wait a minute, you said who owned them?
Wack 100 owned both. He owned those cribs. Blueface don't even own his houses. Wack do.
That's about right though, cause how many hits he done really fucking made? None. I remember one motherfucking song by Blueface.
What is that? So basically you're saying, because this is what it sounds to me. Oh, I wish I was on my podcast right now. All right, so basically what you're saying is you don't trust your own decision making. You don't trust yourself.
You know what? Let me say this. I'm at a point right now where I can't say that I don't trust myself. I say that I haven't trusted the decisions that I've made in the past.
Okay.
Try to make it complicated. You don't trust yourself.
No, I don't trust the decisions that I have made with people, you know what I'm saying, in the past. It's not that I don't trust myself. I totally
you,
trust
can
myself.
Can I interject? Can I play devil's advocate for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, man. That's what we always got. Yeah.
Look, jury execute. Check it out. So we all agreed that decision making is not and should not be spontaneous. It's an actual process. We agree with that, right?
Absolutely.
Agreed.
Okay, so and going through this process, sis, Dells, and going through this process, right? How many stages do you take the process of a decision before you make it?
I probably only process maybe, and I'm gonna be totally.
Yeah, that's what we want, honest.
I'm going to be totally honest, you know what I'm saying? I probably got past, if it's maybe level 2.
Okay.
Of decision making.
All right, because you know it's 5 steps to this thing.
And I said level 2.
That's, and you know what? That's,
you know what I'm saying? I might get to level 3. That's dope.
And I respect, and I just gotta, I just gained a newfound another level of respect for you, because most people were front about that. Most of us only take it to that second stage.
Cause I'm processing everything or whatever and shit that she just said.
That's a fact.
Be totally honest, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't ever want anyone to, you know what I'm saying, feel like it's their fault. Hell no, you know what I'm saying? If I made the wrong decision and I knew it was red flags, then I still chose to deal with you. That was my fault.
If you don't trust yourself, whatever, to make
that. Last dream blue. This is what I'm saying.
But if you don't trust yourself to make the right decisions or whatever and shit.
Hold on, bro. Drink. When you came in here the other day, didn't I make you red? Wasn't that last week? Yes. So why in the hell do people keep coming in here blue? I'm telling y'all, I'm about to hit tag up, boy.
So quick question. So totally off the topic. I want to get back to the topic though. The red and blue thing. That means what? That means like people that you blocked or something.
Okay. I don't know what tag got going on because they updating a whole bunch of stuff or whatever. But normally when you turn somebody red or whatever, they stay red no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Those are your bouncers.
Okay.
When she came in last week, because I didn't have bouncers at first. You know what I'm saying? I only had a few people or whatever. But I know for a fact she was red. And some of these other people that's been coming in, most of these other people, they've been coming in blue after I done turned them red.
Okay, so that's, all right, that's the system. Yeah, that's the...
Yeah, it's whatever. So I'm finna show hit tag because she had to, I said this yesterday about three other motherfuckers. Three more people.
Oh, sure. I don't know what that is.
But yeah, on my last, because I switched my podcast up a few times. But the last episode that I did, it was about like a year or so ago. I'm about to get back to my shit though too. It was titled The Lost Art of Listening.
I mean, I'm gonna have to say I'm gonna really have to tell y'all I went to decision making number two, okay? Decision making number two,
and that's why decision making number one. Decision making number one. Like you ain't got past one foot in front of the other or whatever and shit for real, because then that would make you a lovable person. That would make you a sweetheart. All that stuff or whatever and shit. And I tell people all the time. You do understand or whatever, we all have to compromise with each other and communicate with each other.
Absolutely.
Okay. Straight up. Like when we stop all that part.
Bro gonna say, Nell, is you mean? Is you evil? Is that why you ain't got nobody, you know what I'm saying, in the crib?
Yeah, you gotta ask a bitch. Like, what the fuck? why your ass evil? What the fuck?
Oh shit.
Like damn, like for real. Straight up. Because you know one thing about women always love to be with that guy who's always or whatever it's shit stomping or whatever it's shit and just being on some I don't give a fuck type shit, you know what I'm saying? like for real. They always like being with that guy or whatever it's shit, but as soon as it comes to them or whatever, it's a different story, bro. You know it. We all know it.
Hey yo, I got a quick question, playing devil's advocate again, that's what I do.
Here we go.
Hey yo, check it out, right? So do any of us actually know the five steps of decision making? I mean, like actually know what the steps are. I took it upon myself to look it up for us. So check it out.
Let me say this. I'm an avid book reader. Stephen Covey. I mean, I'm an avid fucking book reader. Like, and I can repeat all that stuff. I don't think that it's no. I'm not sure. Whatever. If that's the way. And then we're moving into a different world now where social media has absolutely controlled the minds of idiots.
Bro, so check this out. Got you. Check this out. Five steps of good decision making, right? The first step is to identify your goal. One of the most effective decision-making strategies is to keep an eye on your goal. So that's identifying your goal. So that's seeing that person and saying, I want that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Basically, to me saying whatever on my podcast, I tell everybody on my podcast, every time I end my podcast, I tell everybody, write down your goals for the day or how you was feeling for the day, and then write down what you want to do tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, step two is to gather information for weighing your options.
Damn well, see, he was motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, Pink. This is what I'm saying.
Go ahead, boss lady.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Nah, we want to hear what you got to say, too.
Yeah.
No, because I'm just looking at my damn stream. Because since everybody that's coming in here that I know for what was red is blue, and I don't understand it.
Oh, God damn. Please, because you can't.
That's the system. All right, so
yeah.
Step two, where we all agreed that most of us, pretty much most of the time, stop at. That's gathering information.
What the fuck? Shit.
Nah, she.
Because I'm like, how many times do I got to ram a motherfucker up? Like, I've been clicking the button.
Jesus Christ. Go ahead, Slime.
All right, so boom. So step two is gathering information to weigh the options. Now that's what we as individuals, as humans, most of us fall short. We fall short of that, I think, because we weigh our pros and cons with an individual, and we say, okay, we may know a person is a straight piece of shit, but that one thing about him, just that, you know, that one thing, you know what I'm saying? But he does this, or but she does that.
Hold on. Let me interject or whatever. Let me interject. Them self-inflicted wounds, whatever and shit, for real. Them self-inflicted wounds. I put a mental beat down or whatever and shit on this nigga that came on my fucking podcast the other day or whatever and shit. And I had to let him know. Like straight up, shorty, you weak as fuck, bro. Like for real. Like, you have too many emotional issues. You niggas go to social media, whatever. Y'all got too many feminine tendencies. Y'all supposed to be on some, man, some, like grow the fuck up.
Like, but
straight up, you need to grow the fuck up.
All right, so step three, right?
Hold on. I'm gonna have to step in on that. I'm gonna have to step in on that podcast, because you know what? I feel like that's not. How can I say it? I get what you're saying, you know what I'm saying? As a man, you're supposed to be a certain way or whatever. You want to be strong. You want to be confident. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's okay for a man to be able to break down and show that emotion and stuff, because that's the issue. Hold on. I feel like that's what it is.
Did I say a woman supposed to be? Go ahead.
I feel like that's one of the issues we have, you know what I'm saying, in black, you know what I'm saying, society now, in African American, mental awareness. They feel like we too strong and we can't, you know what I'm saying? We not able to break down and show our emotions and stuff. Let them do that.
Now, can I please interject?
Go ahead.
When we first started off this conversation, I said the most beautiful thing about a woman is a woman teaching a man how to love. Now, I'm not cut from that cloth. Like, for real. Like, I'm not cut from that cloth or whatever. Where it, like, no, we supposed to be the sturdy stand hand on when we get this shit together. Like, for real, I tell women all the time or whatever and shit, if you got a problem with me leaving on the fucking refrigerator when I wake up the fuck up or whatever and shit, and I go take care of that. That's how shit go.
Well, goddamn.
Yo,
she gotta leave you a note and tell you what the issue is.
Yo, put a sticky on the refrigerator.
You know what, bro? I'm done with show.
use the magnets. I just got one question. How do we end back up on sticky notes on the refrigerator from decision making?
I swear.
Well, I got a man cave or whatever shit, so I'm not sleeping in the bed with you every night or whatever shit, but I'm sleeping in the same house with you. That's the problem, because women want you to be up under their ass, so they be tweaking or whatever shit, like, could you please come to bed? I'm in the fucking house with you.
Yo, like, hey, yo,
totally,
hey, yo.
I'm totally the opposite. I like my space.
Hey, yo.
So I don't mind to be in another part of the house kicking it and doing him, you know what I'm saying, and watching sports and shit, because I might be in there watching, you know what I'm saying, my shows and doing my thing or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So I don't
care. Like, for real, you calling me or whatever shit. I'm in the fucking garage or whatever shit.
Yo, yo, to preach.
Fucking outside or whatever shit, working on my goddamn shit.
He didn't fuck around and cut his finger, fucking around with the brakes and shit, trying to answer the phone. Why the fuck you ain't just come outside and ask me?
Why the fuck I gotta be in that room with you every single month?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like for real.
Again, that goes back to like what I was just saying with Blueface and, you know what I'm saying, that old girl or whatever. I mean, they don't breathe without each other.
Oh, bro, I stopped giving my location or whatever and shit. I'm going to the gym or whatever and shit. I'm all over the place, whatever. She said, I fucking hate you or whatever. She said, I can't kick you out because you got an apartment right down the street.
Oh my God.
Larry, like, what the fuck is going on with your ass? It's nothing. It's a fucking nothing. Like, for real. Straight up. How much stuff can I buy you to keep you quiet?
So, here's a question. What are some of the qualities you look for in a woman when you choosing that one?
I need her to be just kind-hearted for sure.
Give me an example of what you define kind-heartedness as.
Well, I'm selfless.
Hey, boy, child. Hey, that's my bro.
I'm selfless, but I deal with a lot of people, whatever and shit, that's selfish. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I mean, I don't know, nigga. It's your instincts. Your instincts to tell you. Straight up. If you feel something.
So basically, you just look for a kind heart, nothing else. If she got a kind heart, she in the dough. Hey, you see how you had to think
about it? Hold on. I mean, well, for sure, you gotta have a kind heart, but she can't be no overweight ass bitch either.
That's why I asked, because everybody's preference is different. That's why I asked. I'm gonna give you mine when you finish.
The lack of difference. Straight up.
So, we ain't gonna go there with him, because you know, my thing is, you said the qualities, the only quality you're looking for is a kind heart, and you, I get that, but it's gotta be other qualities in a woman that you are looking for.
She gotta have,
Alright, we about to set it off for the love of Nitty right now. Go ahead, Nitty. We gonna be
podcast. Stop playing with us, Nitty.
God damn, boy, I swear to God or whatever this shit. I don't even want to do this shit for free.
Good morning. Well, good afternoon.
Well, all right, Nitty, so we got kind-heartedness. That's at the top of the list. Got to be proportionate. Can't be overweight. That's what you said. What else?
I'm with that man shit for real. She just...
Hey, go cut.
Like, she got...
My motherfucking bell.
Like, that's sweet. Like, she just understands whatever and shit, like for real. Like, I got some crazy bitches, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. Shit.
Nitty always got somebody crazy as hell, so, see, and that's another thing. Also, wait a minute, hold on. So, basically, you still saying that the person has to have a kind heart in order for them to get through the door. You haven't stated no other qualities but the fact that she has to be proportionate. And that's it. Okay, Nitty, that's why you... Let me tell you something. Bro.
Number two on decision making. Hold on. Number two on decision making is gathering information.
She knows that I'm not saying how I really fucking feel.
I know. That's why I'm digging on your ass.
Stay there. She knows. She picking on me with, yeah, She knows. I really want to say what the fuck I really want to say. I'm trying to be politically correct.
Like, for real. Oh, I got you.
Hey, cuz. You haven't really went past step one. So this is probably the reason as to why we keep picking up.
Step two, four, or whatever. I just told you, I was only in two committed relationships or whatever and shit for 6 years apiece or whatever and shit.
That's 12 years of your life gone. Did you learn anything from either one of them relationships?
I spent 6 years or whatever with somebody that was my best friend. And I was trying to put her back through school. And then I spent 6 years or whatever with somebody who was, you know, very good at taking care of my business. But, you know, and we was best friends when we first met. And she knew how to take care of my business. But, you know, we just kind of fell out of love with each other, you know.
Okay, so y'all just fell out of love with each other and then went to the next relationship.
You owe me $20,000 right now, whatever.
Yo.
I'm listening. You said you wanted to put her through school or whatever, so how do she owe you 20 stacks?
No. You confused, and I said the first person or whatever, she was from the Bahamas. The second girl or whatever and shit was the one I got the house with or whatever and shit. And that's what happened. So we remodeled the house and she didn't have enough money. So I put the money up. So I remodeled the house, but I still moved out.
Damn.
Straight up. That's what happened.
How you feel about walking away from that situation? Like, how did you feel?
Man, I was a gangster. Shit, she know what the fuck was going on. You ain't never gonna schedule. I schedule you. Shit, for real. And then on top of that or whatever, I'm not. I don't know. I just outgrew her. Shit, for real. She was only making like what, 70 or 80K a year. Shit, then they fired her from my job at AT&T. I'm making $23,000 a month. Shit. Straight up. Yeah, I'm gonna have a lot of. I'm gonna have a lot of bitches, cause that's what the bed. You ain't never gonna like. That's what it is. Shit, for real. I buy you everything. Shit, you don't do shit for me.
So what? See, you
man.
Know what? You know what? What the hell? It sound like you just want to be a ruler, empire. An emperor. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, hold on. Democracy. This is a government empire.
He said this is a dictatorship.
Dictatorship. Fuck the democracy. Listen to what I'm gonna say.
You better tell him ain't no motherfucking. Look, you either get spoiled or you don't.
Hey, that's something.
Oh, shit.
I swear to God or whatever it's shit. On my grandmother's grave, let me tell y'all a story time. I'm at the jewelry shop or whatever it's shit, because I always get my jewelry clean once a week. I'm at the jewelry shop or whatever. I call my girl who I broke up with. I call her whatever it's shit. I'm like, I can't remember what sent you a life. So I just bought one of everything or whatever and shit out of Bath and Body Works or whatever and shit. And I went shopping. I said, man, they go to Rich. They back. You got me fucked up. She said, you know what she said? She said, man, it really don't feel like or whatever anything because you shop for me all the time. I said, bitch, like what?
Like, what? You better act right.
Come on. I bought one of everything out the store. Nobody gonna do that for you, B. Come on, man. Shut the fuck up or whatever, man, before I really get on some evil shit. Shit, for real.
That's so mean.
Man, tell me or whatever, man, that's gonna buy the fucking mall out for you and you gonna tell him, well, you shop all the time anyway.
Well, that's true. That is true. I'm appreciative of anything. But what I am gonna say is the qualities that females look for in a man is He gotta wake up motivated. I don't give a fuck if, you know what I'm saying, shit going bad. You gotta wake up with a positive ass attitude, cause my energy is every goddamn thing. So you know what I'm saying? I don't need you waking up pissy and all that other shit with no shitty ass attitude. I'm gonna need you to have a beautiful attitude about the day. Let's get motivated. Let's do our thing. You know what I'm saying? That's number one. Number two, you got to be able to communicate. You know what I'm saying? Don't get pissed off. Don't have no shitty day. Don't go over here, have no pissy ass problem with somebody, and then you come home or you got an issue with me and you can't, you know what I'm saying, address me about it or tell me what your how your day was going and how shitty it was, and you can't communicate with me whether it's bad or good. Okay?
Sorry,
that's
girl.
Number one.
Sorry,
number,
girl.
That's number
no
two.
Man should get no man should get to number two.
No. You should be able to communicate with your mate, okay? I'm gonna need to be your best friend. You need to come in and tell me, hey, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I didn't make
leave it on the
goddamn. Uh-uh. You need to come in and let me know. Just in case you understand the bacon wasn't made for today, you need to let me know. That's where the woman come in. Oh, you know what I'm saying? You sick, you ain't feeling good, you go ahead and you lay your ass down, and I'm finna, you know what I'm saying, make sure we got this for the week. Till you get better. Communicate. Communicate with your mate, whether it's bad or good. You know what I'm saying? That's number two. Number three. Number three. Hold on. Number three. Number three.
Go ahead.
Hold on. This is my qualification. This is my qualification. You know
okay,
saying?
Okay. We hear you.
Empathetic, sympathetic, spontaneous, and all that other shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to need you to be fun, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I need you just to enjoy life.
I'm writing all that shit down. I'm going to address number three. Go ahead, though.
I just need you to enjoy life. Wake up enjoying life. Fuck shit. You know what I'm saying? Life is like, hey, Aaron. I'm a baby, baby. Baby, baby.
How you feeling?
Yo.
Since
I was in the hospital with my father, whatever and shit, I said, I'm finna go grab my mama real quick. He said, what's going on? I said, man, just be quiet or whatever. Get in the truck or whatever and shit. Where we going? I'll take you out to eat. Just be quiet. Just be quiet. I'll take you out to eat. Shit, for real. Straight up.
So you want to address my 1, 2, and 3 or what? Because I wasn't done.
I
got a list.
I just did.
I got a list. That man got to get up. He got to know how to cook. He got to know how to, you know what I'm saying? He ain't got to know how to cook because I can cook. You know what I'm saying? I cook from scratch. So, you know, and, you know, he can learn how to cook from me. You know, so we going to teach each other. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to teach him how to cook, and he going to teach me how to motherfucking fix some brakes out in this motherfucker on the car. What you talking about? We going to both be out here motherfucking doing our thing.
Get the horns for that one.
Absolutely not.
Oh, got some roses. Get the horns for that one.
Let's go.
I would never be with a woman or whatever who gotta put gas in her car, work on her car, any of that shit.
First of all, it's not that I want to. It's not
that
I have
cold
to. It's just because I want to. It's just because I want to. Let me tell you something. I'm a type of woman, you know what I'm saying, that things is not promised tomorrow. So if you motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, pass away tomorrow, or anything, I want to be able to say, shit, my motherfucking man, my best friend, my husband, you know what I'm saying, my mate, you know what I'm saying, we did everything together. That nigga, I don't need you for shit because that nigga talking to you.
So what you saying is, so
I look at things differently, you know what I'm saying, because shit just not promised tomorrow.
You say you ain't gonna be with no woman who gonna put her own gas and fix her own car.
Shit, I'll put my gas in my car.
I'll put oil in my own car. I'm pumping my gas. I look on YouTube. I'm doing that shit too. You ain't available. What you wanna do? Go find another
nigga to put that.
Hold on, I want to hear Boot Gang's on response to the current topic. Go ahead, Boot.
Go ahead, sis.
Nah.
All I said is I'm a woman that know how to do everything to kind of the basics. because then if you ain't available and I couldn't do it, then I'm just gonna call another nigga to do it. So you better want me to somebody gonna get it done, and if I don't know what to do, guess who doing it? Another nigga. Well, he gonna pay for it if you ain't available.
Hey, I'm a dog.
Shit. Uh-oh.
You no fun as a dog, okay?
Oh, man. All right, new topic, y'all. New topic. Let's switch it up a little bit.
Let's go, nigga. Let's go.
I don't know, Boo. What you got? What's come with the topic, Boo?
Wait, y'all get y'all life to y'all figure the topic out. I want to go to the bathroom.
First of all, whatever shit, if you were the woman who absolutely is out thinking you, thinking to herself or whatever shit, if you don't do it, I'm gonna go to another nigga. That means clearly you ain't handling your motherfucking business.
Ooh, here come the bomb. He just dropped the bomb, Nels.
So let me ask this question. Say you was out of town. We just gonna have a scenario.
Okay, hypothetically speaking.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever, and I ain't took care of your car before you done went the fuck out of town.
Fuck that. Just because you took care of the car don't mean anything can happen, okay? Something happened, okay? Your woman is on the side of the road, okay?
Man, it's we need a dealership or whatever this shit for real. Yeah, straight to the mud, man. Like in real life. None of that cap shit. Straight up. I got you.
So you expect for her to sit in the car until the tow truck come? Who's sitting in the car until the tow truck
come? Let's go.
Well, hey, right?
Well, she gotta ask the roadside assistance if something happened to the car. Where the fuck is, I mean, what the fuck?
No. You got triple A.
He said your ass should have answered that phone when they was talking about your car insurance. You knew that damn woman. You knew you was back paid or you was backlogged on them damn on that damn insurance and you ain't paid AAA in a year. You knew that.
Triple A and car insurance is two different people.
Both of them. Nah.
You pay AAA once a year. Pay car insurance every goddamn month. AAA paid up already. They gonna come get my car.
Boy, I'm turning the corner where I want my 28s as soon as I hit that bitch. As soon as I turn the corner, it's a little small ass pothole. I'm like, oh my God, as soon as I hit the pothole, I'm like, oh shit. Let me hit. Gotta head straight to the rim shot real quick. Get it. Bit back to the hole.
You had a bitch.
Fuck that shit. How do y'all feel about, you know what I'm saying, y'all mates? You know what I'm saying? Having another sex as a best friend and other, you know what I'm saying, friends. Yeah.
So, I'm definitely
gonna get on y'all. Let's go.
Style, you was childish.
Wait, Fun, can your man, you know what I'm saying, have women friends and other guys? Can your woman have male friends?
Whatever he wanna be, but we're all adults. And if I don't trust you, that means you need to go move around.
Pay all your bills. All your male friends, tell them to pay your fucking bills. How about that?
I'm be out of the world.
Yo, I'm dropping bombs on all exclusives.
You sound a little insecure to me. Okay, I'm just saying, personally, you sound insecure because if you secure with your bitch, it don't matter who she is. Because you know your bitch.
Ooh, me. I got other bitches. Bad bitches. Shit, for real.
So, no, what you saying, can the woman that you sleep with every night wake up, hold on, can she wake up and tell you, baby, I'm about to go out, you know what I'm saying, with John today for lunch or whatever, I'll be back in 2 hours. So, then can your woman wake up and tell you that, babe, I'm about to go out to lunch.
You can wake up in your own motherfucking world.
Did you hear? Hold on, hold on. Are you? Hold on. Let me interject.
I'm gonna go because this man right here too damn old to be this damn dumb. He's on my nerves already.
Yo,
who you? Too damn old for that shit.
Who you talking about?
There goes a woman or whatever and shit. See, there goes a woman or whatever and shit. She think you're supposed to pay her bills while she do what the fuck she want to do. You got to.
Hold on. Reiterate that. Boot, you gotta reiterate that. Let me hear that again.
What?
Well, that statement you just made, sis.
I don't have no boyfriend. Somebody will fuck me. Fuck that. I'm good at this point.
Take your broke ass and go fuck whoever the fuck you wanna go fuck. While me and.
Yeah, but technically, anytime I'm in a relationship with any man, I go half on everything. And I'm still gonna do what the fuck I want. And he gonna do what the fuck he wants. Treated like shit because the person they're with don't trust them, so they're like, shit, this, he don't trust me anyway, I might as well, or she don't trust me anyway, I might as well.
You gonna people off because you ain't had life.
You want to tell a motherfucker what to do, go have you some kids.
Boom!
You a business.
Yeah, it is. That's why
you
probably single and ain't nobody gonna stay with
you. Because you don't even know how to treat a bitch. So I know you don't know how to treat a woman. You're not gonna, you ain't gonna keep no bitch.
I don't have any women in my life. Are you serious?
I believe you have women in your life you can fuck on, but I don't believe you have one that's
woo!
That's a big difference. Now, anybody can get fucked. Anybody can get some time every now and then, but ain't nobody gonna keep you
because
you're not.
Twilight!
Hold on. About the animal well, alright. Let's pick up whatever it is.
My life, Patty. I'm sorry, hold y'all. I was up here playing my little game with my phone listening to
Let's update your live on what we talking about.
Yeah, he in the
Allegedly.
That's not true. And you can tell what type of toxic person that is. They even say something like that. I ain't never hit a woman in my motherfucking life.
Speak it.
Thank God or whatever. Because if I ever saw you, I would run from you 100 miles away.
You say that now until you see me.
I know your
I ain't toxic. I just don't tolerate disrespect. You sound like a disrespectful ass nigga.
Good job. My man hit me on top so
shit. The problem is you didn't. Energy.
You good?
I don't even talk like that.
Hey yo, can we switch the topic? Let's reset.
Try to project all your insecurities or whatever off
on
me.
I know insecurities, baby. We want somebody some of your bitches can't have male friends.
That's me. I told you I do this shit. I'm in my zone right now. I'm in my world.
they motherfucking they said they can't hear the sound effects.
Y'all got fucked up Wi-Fi there. That's that lag.
Let me ask you the question. You think the other women or whatever that I have in my life don't go fuck other people or whatever and shit now, and I turn another cheek?
Hold on. Let me rewind that. I do believe the brother Nitty did state that the married women be on his body.
Thank you. So basically, he done fucked so many married bitches, he don't trust bitches. That's basically what I just got from that. You don't want your karma to come back to you. I done fucked all these bitches, these niggas married ass bitches. So if I do find me a woman, somebody gonna fuck my bitch. Cause I done did it to so many people. That's what you just said. That's what I heard.
Well, they both would tell you or whatever that I just said that they tend to hide their rings or whatever. So it's not like I'm just a
after
seeking
you
out.
Find the ring, do you keep fucking?
It changes.
But do you keep fucking? I ain't say do you keep liking them. I said do you keep fucking them. Liking somebody and fucking them is two different things. You just chasing my nut at this point.
All right. I'm about to say some real shit. Whatever and shit. Where I was.
I just want the yes or no question. I mean answer. Yes or no. You keep fucking.
I'm finna give it to you real quick.
Y'all, this is wrong with black people. Y'all don't
let me ask you something.
Yes or no?
I was waiting for my questions.
Now, Liddy, I want you to ponder on your answer right quick. Sins, if you was in his situation and you know what I'm saying, you kept picking up women that was married, hiding their rings. After you find out they was married, would you keep dealing with these women?
All right.
Would your feelings still be the same?
If I were to go through the process of the 5 steps of decision making, which where we started at like an hour ago, that would lead me to number 2, gathering information and weighing my options. So after you saying after that, then after considering the consequences, making the decision and then evaluating it, right? I still decided to be with this person. And they're displaying what kind of characteristics now?
Basically, you know what I'm saying? They wasn't truthful from the get-go. If they had their wedding ring or whatever, you know what I'm saying? You finally found out or whatever. So do you still deal with that person? Or has your feelings changed? Or like, what?
If a relationship is based on one of the things that a relationship, a good healthy relationship is based on is trust, then that's right out the window because you denied me the option of saying like I don't want to deal with you in that situation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you denied me the choice of saying no. So that would be, you know, that's and then if you're doing it to that nigga, you gonna do it to me too, probably. What the fuck?
Yeah,
that's
they worked that shit.
That's my whole thing. What man lets their woman
stay out overnight or anything, you know what I'm saying?
The my Puerto Rican bitch, she spent the night out or whatever and shit, and when she went home, she don't even smoke weed or none of that stuff. I don't even deal with women that smoke weed. Her husband beat the fuck out of her.
I know the fuck he did when you said he was Spanish. I knew that. When you said he was Spanish, I knew that.
You said what husband let his woman spend the night out?
I think we all forget one small detail when y'all talking about y'all husband and y'all wife.
We're all grown. So anything a person decides they want to do anyway, regardless if the husband lets me or not, I'm going to do it. If I make a mental decision in my mind that I'm going to fuck John, my husband can't stop me from fucking John. He can keep me in the house today, but if I go to work, I don't have to come back home from that motherfucker.
That's a fact.
So we all are adults. And it's the dictatorship. It's the dictatorship. You can't tell me what to do. If you say left, I'm going to go right because you think you're my daddy. I'm going to do it just because you told me not to.
Ooh, this girl a rebel.
And if you come, I'm gonna say this: it's not what you say, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. If I tell you, hey, I'm going out with my girls and I be home at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you be like, shit, I bet the fuck you won't. I'm staying out the 8 now because you said I can't stay out the 4. So now I'm gonna stay out the 8. But if you say, babe, I don't feel like you should be outside that lady married. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. Let me do something and communicate to me how you feel so I can make sure I don't make you feel uncomfortable are two different things. You're not going to tell me what to do, but you're going to tell me if I'm doing something that make you feel uncomfortable.
That, hey, yo, can I drop a bomb to that?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm grown. And I think that's why a lot of people fail to realize
that's it. That's why it's okay or whatever for you to keep your own house and a man keep his own house and he keep other bitches or whatever and all that. Because you disrespectful as fuck.
I'm not disrespectful. I'm not disrespectful, but I'm not a slave and ain't nobody gonna dictate my life. My mother I don't live with my mother. I never live with my father. So if I wanted somebody to tell me what to do, I'd go back home to my mom. If you can't communicate to me like an adult how you're feeling, if I make you feel some type of way, and me and the adult adjust what I got going on to make you feel comfortable, you're not the man for me.
Right.
You're not the one for me. You know, if we can't communicate to each other without telling each other what to do, you're not going to tell me what to do. You're going to tell me how you feel, and I'm going to put my shit together and adjust what the fuck I got going on to accommodate my man. But you're not going to tell me what to do. Those are two different things.
What relationship you done been in where a man try to control you while you feel like it's all fucked
up? Ain't nobody going to ever control me, so I'm none.
But see, I know. You've been too much damage. Cause you was trying to
get rid of it. I'm grown. When you have been loved properly by your parents, ain't nobody gonna run over you. Y'all don't know how to be loved properly by other people. Love does not tell you what to do all motherfucking day, every day. Love don't tell you can't go outside with your friends.
Look at you.
Love don't do that.
Do you understand or whatever and shit? That everything that you're talking like is like some ghetto fucked up. Somebody tried to fuck you.
Sounds stupid. Out there with this nigga, she might be with that nigga. That's dumb. So I'm gonna ask you this, Nitty. If your wife had a coworker and they was working on a project together late at night, would you feel like your wife was cheating on you because she was doing her job? Because it was with a man?
Shit, ain't no way in the world that's even gonna work.
Shit. I feel like you're insecure. I feel like somebody done fucked you over. Woo!
That real shit, I got
you a problem, not me.
Bad bitches. Shit, like for real, I'm really insecure.
Yeah, of course you are. I could tell. people hurt children. Hurt people hurt people. I told you that last night, Nails. Hurt people hurt people.
Can I drop a bomb?
Damn.
And listen to how you done went from your mind all over the place. That's what I ask women on my podcast. Because it's easier, whatever shit. I could tell you three.
Saying, listen to you on podcast, but y'all whatever. I wish you were ready.
I could tell you three things about a woman. Y'all don't like to be disrespected or whatever and shit in public, or don't embarrass you. Pillow talk,
That's not a woman thing. That's a human thing. Nobody likes to be disrespected in public.
Right. You're a fucking bozo. Shit, for real.
That's not a woman thing. That's a human thing.
I hate to say it or whatever and shit, but anytime or whatever you think it's okay for you to say things that aren't true against.
How is that not true? Excuse me, Sins.
Huh?
And me as a, you as a man, if we were in a relationship and I disrespected you in public, I'm not talking to you, Sins, if you were in a relationship with a motherfucker and they disrespected you in public, would you like that?
Nah.
No, I would never show up in public. You couldn't sit with me if you wanted to. Let's talk about it. You tried to talk to Summer, baby. You could never sit with me. Anyways, yeah. You a bozo.
Someone tell you. Someone know I got bitches. Shit.
Oh, okay. Y'all know each other on real. Okay.
He don't know me at all. I didn't know his business because he beat my sister's ass and he beat my other sister's ass and he tried to talk to this other girl who got this shit on him. So no, but we don't know each other. Shut up, here we go. She got, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, she got what shit on here? Oh damn, I didn't heard it. Bring that shit back.
Shit, for real. Any nigga who run around this motherfucker chasing Summer would never stand a chance with me. Oh, I need to know who Summer is.
We know what your type is. I'll send y'all the podcast or whatever it is shit for real because it's all recorded.
We know what your type is, baby. You can't sit with me. I will never want to be in your presence.
Can't talk that shit or whatever unless it's recorded. I got the...
Who is Summer? Hold on. Yo, who is Summer? I need to know how Summer looks. Where can I find Summer?
When I first started banging on my podcast, she been on my podcast. And I've been told...
You was trying to get behind that ass, fuck that pal podcast.
Dear Summer, I know you gonna miss me before we go together like Nike Airs and Chris T's.
Hold on, Tez, let me be honest with you. Let me go get Kim.
Alright, can somebody point me in the direction of Summer? I need to know how she looks.
Hold up, we going to the playground. I'm
going to
tell
Fortnite
to open up the playground.
He better not come to the playground. He getting kicked out. Sins.
I want to come to the playground.
Sins,
look at my comments. And you see Pop Douches?
Y'all be making it seem or whatever and shit. Like, it's a pleasure to be around y'all or something.
Hey, ho. Shit.
I honestly hope that you never ever want to be around me. I honestly hope that you never ever want to be around me. Oh, God, nothing in your spirit ever moves you to want to be in my presence, ever. I want the earth to do. I never want you to have the desire to ever want to be around me for nothing.
First of all, you're not even a God-fearing woman, so why would I want to be around you or whatever? You a goddamn bozo. You're not even a God-fearing woman. Why,
I'm a bozo. I'm a bozo because I don't listen to clowns like you, okay?
Mm.
So
yo, nails. Yo, nails. Hey, yo. Damn, yo. Hey, yo, nails. You hear me? I followed you on IG. Go check your IG.
Oh, I can't do it until I get off of here.
All right, when you do that, check your IG. I followed you on IG.
Truly, girl, he ain't even worth the energy. I'm gonna
give you my other IGs too. Go look at his pictures, and you understand why I said fuck him.
Ooh.
Go look at his pictures, babes.
Nitty, her and Nitty get into it every time they in the bar.
I can tell.
I have never.